It is a great pleasure for us to present to you this morning a new work by Vincent van Gogh.
There are not many artists, maybe none, with quite the star power of Vincent van Gogh. Partly it's his story, the mad genius, uncelebrated in his day, who had the ultimate afterlife reversal of fortune. And partly it's the one-of-a-kind, ahead-of-its-time, modern but lovable work he left behind when he died in 1890, a body of work we all know really well. Which is why it was so strange when this week the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam announced that there is a new Van Gogh painting, one that for 80 years was thought to be a fake, stowed away in a disappointed collector's attic. Theo Madendorp is one of the Van Gogh Museum experts who decided that it was the real thing after all, and he joins me now. Theo, welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you.
Why did the owners of this painting, which was, you know, had been non-authenticated for so many years, bring it back a couple of years ago?
Well, the reason was is that they got some new information. It's a landscape painting, and you see a ruin in the top left corner.
Right.
That's the ruin of an abbey of Montmajour. But the location was not recognized. Somebody recognized on the painting the area, and it was somebody who came from the south of France, and he said, but that's the Montmajour, that's where Van Gogh worked there, so this, maybe it is a Van Gogh. And that's what made them decide to go back to the museum with this information, and that's when we proceeded. And then, the past 20 years, there's so much new work, art historical, scientific work been done on Van Gogh.
So these owners must be very grateful to you. They brought in what was essentially a worthless picture, and now it's a painting worth tens of millions of dollars.
Well, probably, but we don't say anything about the owners. It's a deal we've made with them that they want to remain anonymous and of what they think and what they do, and that's something that we respect.
So talk to me about the techniques that have been developed in the last few years that enabled you to say with certainty now that it is indeed what it is.
Well, it's a combination of things, of course. First, of course, what we do is then compare it to other paintings from this period. You look at family collection, because we know, of course, that we found a quote from his letters in which he says that he's going to send some pictures to his brother, Theo, in Paris. And we also can single this one out as the one that was sent in mid-August to his brother. When Vincent died in 1890, an inventory was made up, and this inventory has got numbers as well. Looking at the inventory, and we looked at the number 180, there was a question mark because we didn't have a painting that fitted that description. And when we turned to the back of the picture, there was a number 180 on the back.
That sounds like it made your job easy.
Well, in a sense, made it easy. But even then, you have to be very careful. It can be a coincidence, although, of course, it is wonderful to find something like that. And we could trace it further back. We recognized it from a critic who saw an exhibition in 1892 in Amsterdam. We found a description in a newspaper clipping. And then again, we found a new exhibition in 1901 where it was hanging in Utrecht, also in the Netherlands. And, of course, the nicest fitting provenance is always the one that you can almost trace back to the easel of the painter, and that's what happened in this case.
Well, it's interesting. It sounds as though it was maybe more the letters, the inventory, the newspaper accounts of exhibitions that led you to reappraise this as a Van Gogh, more than it was the technical.
Well, that's the first thing. But then, of course, you want to be sure about everything. And that's when also the technical examination gets in. And we want to know, of course, which colors were used. And there were some new developments in that respect. One of them is that you can do these detections of the whole palette far more easily with X-ray fluorescence spectrometry. And that fitted the whole palette, you might say, what we know Van Gogh was using at the time. So, and then all of a sudden you might say that all these pieces of a puzzle make, in the end, this description of the whole picture.
Right. And looking at the picture, which, as you say, is a landscape with this ruin in the background, I mean, now that we know what it is, it has the familiar Van Gogh brush strokes and swirliness. But as a picture, it seems relatively conventional without the vivid colors that we know Van Gogh by. Is that one of the reasons it wasn't considered authentic, just because this is too drab?
Well, conventional, I wouldn't say conventional. It is what we have to keep in mind is that it is a sunset.
Right.
He chose a very large format as a size to paint on. He didn't have much time, so he had to work quickly. Mm-hmm. At the same time, there was a hard wind blowing. It was a day before the Mistral broke out, which is this very severe wind in the south of France. And it is one of the first pictures, which is with this enormous impastos, But that's something that only starts in this period, in Arles, in the summer of 1888, when he goes towards his most famous works that he's doing at the time. Well, one of them is, of course, is The Harvest, which he painted only a couple of weeks before. And only a month after this, he starts with his Sunflowers.
And given that it is in that pivotal time period of his work, does it change the art historical story at all, or is it just a puzzle that confirms what we already think?
It's a bit of both. It's like we found a missing link that we didn't know was missing. It is a painting which puts into perspective what he was doing before this picture and what he was doing afterwards.
Yet now that you know it's there and you've identified it, well, it's obvious.
Yes, but it's always what you can tell afterwards.
Yeah.
It's never that obvious, of course, at first.
Right.
And, of course, now when we put it on show in the museum in a couple of weeks, is to look at it, and we'll put it into context with other works as well. And they can tell for themselves, well, yeah obviously, it's a Fahor.
Tayo Maidendorp, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Tayo Maidendorp is a researcher at the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam.